From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says the gruesome murder of a Jordanian pilot by members of the self-described Islamic State will only redouble the international determination to defeat the militants. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama was reacting to the release of a video which purports to show the pilot being burned alive.
The Jordanian pilot had been flying alongside American forces over Syria as part of an international coalition when his F-16 crashed in December. President Obama says the grisly video depicting the pilot's murder shows the militant group is only interested in death and destruction.
It's just one more indication of the viciousness and barbarity of this organization.
Jordan's participation in the battle against ISIS has been controversial in that country, but a Jordanian military spokesman vowed the pilot's death will be avenged. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
President Obama is scheduled to meet at this hour with Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House. House lawmakers have again voted to approve a measure repealing President Obama's signature health care law by a vote of 239 to 186. That's despite the fact the president today argued the effort makes absolutely no sense. Earlier today, Obama met at the White House with 10 Americans who say they've benefited from the law. The president's promised to veto the bill should it reach his desk. The U.S. and Cuba are planning more talks later this month to reopen embassies. And as NPR's Michelle Kelman explains, the State Department is trying to reassure skeptical lawmakers Washington is not backing off from its support for dissidents on the island.
Cuba's lead negotiator is calling on the U.S. to scale back support for dissidents. Senator Marco Rubio, a Cuban-American, pressed a top State Department official on that point, urging Assistant Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson not to agree to any limits on U.S. diplomacy. She agreed.
I can't imagine that we would go to the next stage of our diplomatic relationship with an agreement not to see democracy activists, no.
Another State Department official says that there have been 140 short-term detentions of political prisoners in Cuba in January, a sign that there is a lot of work to do to promote change on the island. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Major settlement involving credit rating agency Standard & Poor's, the firm without acknowledging any wrongdoing, agreeing to pay nearly $1.5 billion to resolve a collection of lawsuits over its rating of mortgage-backed securities, many of which soured leading up to the bursting of the housing bubble. According to the U.S. Justice Department, S&P and parent company McGraw-Hill will pay $687.5 million to Justice and an equal amount to 19 states and the District of Columbia. A separate settlement was reached with California. Stocks rose sharply today, in part due to a bump up in oil prices. The Dow gained 305 points to settle at 17,666. The Nasdaq was up 51 points. This is NPR. The reputation of the humble white potato may be on the mend. The Institute of Medicine has weighed in on potato nutrition. As NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, experts there say the spuds contain nutrients Americans need more of.
Americans eat plenty of potatoes, many times in the form of fries and potato chips. But the issue at hand has been whether white potatoes, without all the added fats and oils, should be included in the list of foods eligible for WIC vouchers. WIC is a food assistance program for low-income, nutritionally at-risk women, infants, and children. Now, several years back, the IOM recommended against including white potatoes in the program, a decision that was not popular with lawmakers from potato-growing states. But now, the IOM says that many women and children are not getting enough starchy vegetables. Potatoes, the panel concludes, contain potassium and fiber, two things most Americans should be consuming more of. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
The judge overseeing the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez announced today she's removed a juror from that panel. Bristol County Superior Court Judge Susan Garsh saying there was evidence the female juror had spoken about the case in the past few years and had an early interest in being seated on the panel. She was questioned alone for around 90 minutes and subsequently dismissed. Hernandez is accused of fatally shooting a semi-professional football player. Primary union representing workers at Atlantic City casinos has filed more than two dozen unfair labor practices against the owners of the Trump Taj Mahal Casino. The complaints allege the company threatened workers and unilaterally changed work schedules and rules that cost employees money. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.